I am not that much older than you, but they didn't have any allergens listed in the cafeteria. I just had to, you know.
Hope and pray.
You may be what you eat, but healthy has a different definition for everybody. From Food Equality Initiative, I'm Sophia Gillespie, and welcome to the Free From Podcast. On today's podcast, we're talking about work and travel with food allergies, but also we're going to hear about the great strides we have made over the past couple of decades that have helped us improve the experiences of food allergic individuals, both in schools and in the workplace. So to talk about this, let's bring back Courtney from the first episode of the Free From podcast. Just as a reminder, Courtney is the voice behind Allergy Girl Eats on Instagram, a co-creator of the Facebook community Allergy Travels, and co-host of the Itch podcast, and co-founder of the nonprofit Zestful. We're very excited to have you on our podcast today, so thanks for joining.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Last time we talked, you mentioned having lived in various countries throughout your life. Were any of those experiences through academic programs?
Yeah, I think they were all until I moved to Germany. So I did an exchange when I was 16 to France. So I did a semester in France. I went to French immersion school. I'm from Canada, so I went to school in French. So I did a year in France. So I could speak French. That wasn't a problem. And then I studied for my bachelor's in the U.S., and then I did my master's in London, England, and then I moved to Germany. So that's kind of my way to Germany. So it's funny because most of the countries are English speaking, right? Like the US and the UK. But what was interesting was I really realized there is a cultural difference between all of these countries, Canada, the US, and the UK. And like I said, each country felt like I was moving further and further away from my culture. So that's also something interesting. But the UK is a great place for food allergies. So food allergy-wise, the UK is super.
I also have lived in various countries. I moved to Latvia, and I didn't speak a word of Latvian. But, like, peanuts aren't in basically anything. But it wasn't until later, like, halfway through my foreign exchange year, that I realized that, like, whenever I've been asking if things have peanuts in it, that my host dad thought that I was saying, or I don't know, he didn't know exactly what a peanut was, I guess. I was using the correct word in Latvian, but this whole time he was thinking it was like pistachios. And I was like, no, I haven't been asking about those.
That's horrifying.
So like that made me a little nervous, but nothing ever came of it. But it was pretty terrifying. When I was doing my academic study abroad programs, whenever I was applying, I got like red flagged because of my food allergy. And I had to like go through this extra trial process, I guess, to see so they could like gauge how well I understood my allergy and like how confident they deemed me to be able to take care of it, I guess, which was interesting. Did you ever come across anything like that?
I didn't. I want to ask how old you are, because I feel when I was 16, I did the exchange and that was like 2005. And I honestly don't feel like anyone knew what a food allergy was. And I mean, this isn't a terribly good example of an exchange, but I have a sunflower allergy, and my host family didn't believe in food allergies. And they cooked with sunflower oil the whole time. And I had hives for 3 months. Constant 3 months hives. I was like popping Benadryl like it was going out of style, and I called my and I was only allowed to talk to my parents once a week, and I call my mom and I'd be like, these hives aren't going away, I do not know what's happening. And she was like, maybe you're allergic to the laundry detergent or the environment, because I also have eczema. So we're like, is it that? And I was like, I don't know, I'm just itchy all the time. And then I found her cooking one day, my host mom, and I was like, is that sunflower oil? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, I said I'm allergic to sunflower oil. And she was like, oh, but I've been cooking with it the whole time and you're fine. Oh my gosh. And I called my mom like 3 days later when I was allowed to. And I was like, oh my gosh, mom, they're cooking with sunflower oil. Like, what do I do? How do I tell them to stop? It was insane.
That is
insane. It was
insane.
Actually insane. I basically just ate like noodles and like crème fraîche for the last week. I was like, I'll just have some noodles and cheese. That's fine. But
well, so they didn't stop?
No, they didn't stop, because they're like, you're not dying, you're fine. And I was like, have you seen my skin? I'm not fine. And we think that that exacerbated a lot of things for me.
Oh, no.
In terms of my allergic body. But yeah, so back in 2005, people didn't really know what food allergies were and they didn't really care. So I don't think that that red flagged me at all. I'm not sure how it would be nowadays. I mean, I'm curious, when did you go on your exchange? Yeah.
2013 was my exchange and I was 17. So I don't know. It was just interesting that they considered perhaps not sending me because of that. And like it's come up every single time I've tried to study abroad or whatever. So like I did a Fulbright again in Latvia again and the same thing happened. I'm like, well, now I speak Latvian, like I should be able to go. But now I'd like to bring in someone who's even younger than Courtney and I to talk about her own experiences growing up in the academic world and now having experience living and working abroad. Imani Magari is a recent graduate of Washington University in St. Louis. She has since entered the workforce and has managed multiple food allergies since birth. Imani, tell us what you're allergic to.
I was diagnosed with peanuts as well as eggs and soy and tree nuts allergies. I grew out of the soy and the egg allergies, but still anaphylactic to peanuts and most tree nuts at this time.
Was your food allergy something that you thought a lot about while you were growing up?
Honestly, not really. I went to a school that nuts were prohibited in the school, as they had a decent amount of children who had the same allergies. And so with that, it was never a big deal to have had the peanut and tree nut allergy, as no one was bringing those into the school. And so I could just go about my day eating food and with the understanding that it would be safe in all circumstances.
That's fascinating. Was that just for your elementary years? But then when you went into middle school and onward, it was just a free-for-all in the food department?
Correct. Yeah. So elementary years, it was all good. And then middle school changed schools and they had like peanut butter in the dining halls.
Wow, that must have been quite a large shift. Have you had an allergic reaction while at school?
Yeah, so I did have one in college. My freshman year of college, went to a catered dinner. Had made sure beforehand everyone knew about my allergies. They checked with the restaurant and somehow something slipped through the cracks that the restaurant had changed the recipe in their food and didn't disclose that necessarily to the university workers. So I did have a reaction to that, ended up having to go to the hospital. A couple other people had lesser reactions, but did have reactions overall. And so that was definitely an interesting situation in that there were multiple people affected by that. And so the college worked really hard to no longer work with that vendor and to also make sure that students were comfortable going forward, because in your freshman year of college, you have a reaction right away. How do you go forward from that? How do you move forward from that? And so definitely there were resources given to us to make sure nothing like that ever happened again and just to make sure we were comfortable in catered situation that may be separate from those dining hall everyday meals.
That is a rather traumatic experience.
Yeah.
you're in a new place with new people and they, you know, you did everything that you usually do in like alerting your right. food allergy. And then at the end of the day, it is like trust whenever you put something in your mouth that like, you know, your needs have been listened to,
right.
but it doesn't always happen.
Right.
So we know that food allergies are becoming more and more commonplace in the school setting and, you know, places where kids frequent. But now that you've graduated and are out of academia, how have you found the workplace, you know, in regards to understanding and accommodating food allergies?
Yeah. So actually in college, I had an internship when I studied abroad in England. And in that first week, they were having like an office party and invited me to it. And so I made sure to mention I have a nut allergy. Who do I talk to about the food that's happening? And they were very wonderful about that event. But then they also mentioned every week on Fridays, they had a bar cart come around with drinks and snacks on that. And after I disclosed my allergy, they're like, we are willing to take nuts completely off that cart and not have those in the office. And they sent an email to the entire office saying, for the next couple of months, please don't bring nuts into the office. Please don't eat nuts in the office, out of health concerns for employees that are here and just to make everyone feel comfortable. And I was honestly blown away by that. I didn't expect it, didn't like need that from them, but I really appreciated that they were making a concentrated effort to make me feel welcome in their environment and feel like I could come to work those few months and be comfortable in that.
I am also blown away that you've had such like an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Because that has not been my experience at all. But like, I guess it just goes to show not every place is the same. And you have to be your best advocate and stand up for yourself and say, you know, like, I can't have these things. What can we do? How can we work together to make it so I can participate?
Yeah. And that honestly really changed how I looked at food allergies in the workplace. I think sometimes people may not disclose them or feel like, oh, I don't want my colleagues to see me this way. But from then on, it's kind of been something I address head on at the forefront. If it's a smaller office situation, just to make sure people are aware so that if I do come into contact with an allergen, they have a little bit of an idea what could be happening and who to call for help, things like that.
Now in your current job or in previous jobs you've had, do you feel like you have met other people that have had food allergies in the workspace? Or is that something that's kind of like new to that space where you're like feeling like you have to educate them about it, or, you know, they just haven't heard about it, or they think it's like a, you know, a child's problem or something like that?
Yeah. So I would say right now, my current job, I am still remote. So not going to that office on a daily basis, that would be normal. But I've gone on a couple of work trips. And one, they were thinking of dinner options, things like that. And I just had to share, I have a nut allergy. So if you wouldn't mind sending me over some of the places you're thinking about, for restaurant options, I can look them over and make sure I feel comfortable, with those. And then another work trip, someone asked any dietary restrictions I should be aware of. And so I told her mine, and I also let her know that I appreciated her asking. Because that's often something I have to bring forward first. And the fact that she was caring enough and acknowledged that not everyone can just eat everything that there is to eat in the world. And she was able to ask that first. I really appreciated that and let her know.
That is so true. It's like that small question that people don't think about, but it is becoming more and more common, which I'm thankful for. But yeah, having someone do it for you in a way, it like lifts that burden off your shoulders a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you feel that having food allergies has impacted who you are today? Like, would you be a different person, do you think, if you didn't have food allergies?
I think so. I think having food allergies and having other people in my family with food allergies, you're just a little more careful as you walk through the world. People eat everywhere all the time. And so being completely aware of your surroundings at all times, carrying extra snacks, extra sanitizing wipes, what have you, and being able to travel and also feel comfortable. I think it takes a lot more planning to go out into the world with having food allergies than it would without having those.
Absolutely. I always told my friends that I would be such more of a, you know, fun-loving person. I already am pretty fun loving, but I would be even more so, you know, like sharing food, sharing drinks, you know, just having a good time even more. But yeah, I agree. So you mentioned you have other family members that have food allergies. Are those like in your immediate family, like your home growing up?
My younger brother has multiple life-threatening food allergies to dairy, wheat, eggs, nuts, and seafood.
Wow. And he still has all of those. He didn't outgrow any of them.
No, he has not. He's grown into some of those, unfortunately. So I was the easy child growing up. I always liked to joke.
Yeah. Is he still in school?
Yeah. So he is a freshman in college right now.
Okay. So hopefully he doesn't have that same experience that you had that freshman year.
Yeah, hopefully not. The college he's at actually has introduced a top 8 allergen station. So that's been great for him to have in most of the dining halls.
Wow. It really has changed so much. Like, I am not that much older than you, but it still feels like that was not my experience at all in college. Like, they didn't have any allergens listed in the cafeteria. I just had to, you know,
hope and pray.
Thank you so much, Imani, for coming on the show. It was a pleasure talking with you and hearing all about your experience.
Thanks, Sophia. It was great to be here.
And I want to say a huge thank you to Courtney for sharing her stories of living abroad in the early 2000s as a food allergy pioneer for other students like Imani and I. This is the last episode of season one of Free From Podcast. Join us in September for season two, which will be all about food and the planet. I'm Sophia Gillespie. Thanks for listening.